Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Couple early ticket texts. We'll hit the phones. Jared Goff unsigned. I don't want to make this a bigger deal than it is, but it's the biggest question still lingering in the Lions offseason. What if they don't get it done? Is it a mistake? How would you feel? 248-539-9797. Can you guys ask Brad Holmes not just about Goff, but specifically why the hooker pick a year later? What's the plan, Bob, in Plymouth? Well, a couple things. We only get so many minutes with him.
Right.
I would like to ask it. We'll see how it goes. I definitely want to ask him about the Goff stuff. John, what's your read on the hooker pick a year later?
It's the one question. And you can sit there and say, Broderick Martin, all right, it's a developmental pick, because they followed it up with more developmental picks this year.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. And I support that to a certain extent, but the third round pick of a quarterback, when you have a franchise quarterback, what is the long-term plan for him? Because you're in this weird spot right now where Goff is entering the last year of his contract, and because Hendon Hooker wasn't a fourth round, you don't have that fifth year option.
Mm-hmm.
So if you extend him, chances are you're going to extend him for, it's going to probably be a four-year contract. We saw that with Kirk Cousins with his new contract down in Atlanta.
Yep.
Most of these are four. I think Jalen Hurts was a five-year contract. But if it's a four-year deal, you're now 1 year past what would be Hendon Hooker's initial contract with the Lions.
It'd be up.
Yeah. And so is it going to be structured that if in 2 years you want to move on from Jared Goff and say it's Hendon Hooker's job? Okay, I mean, that could be something, but you're still going to take a hit,
right,
on the salary cap with dead cap money at that point.
Is that maybe part of the hang up here, is the devil's in the details with these QB deals, is how much guaranteed, how much upfront, how much can you get out of at a certain threshold, 2 years in, 3 years in, because of the Hendon Hooker pick. Now, it's weird because I don't want to operate my organization based on a third round pick where I put everything, I hold it all hostage for a third round pick. I don't think that makes any sense. I think the reason they drafted Hendon Hooker in the third round is they were intrigued by his upside. I don't think you draft a guy in the third round that you don't think at least has starters upside. I think part of why you draft Hendon Hooker is you weren't sold on Jared Goff. They could have extended him last year. They didn't. They could have extended him as of right now. They haven't. I think they were right to keep their options open. If Goff had fallen flat on his face last season, it would have been really interesting to have already kind of one guy that you were building up and developing in-house. I think it was insurance is how I've described the Hendon Hooker pick. I think it was car insurance, home insurance. You want to have it in case of a catastrophe, because if you lose your quarterback, if he either gets hurt or you identify, oh boy, he's regressing like he was late in the LA years, you want to have your insurance policy kick in. I think he is insurance policy at this point. And if you don't ever have to use it because Goff performs in the playoffs, because you've seen enough, because you extend him, John, ultimately, they will have wasted that third round pick on a backup quarterback. I'm okay with that if it means they found and anchored the franchise with a quarterback they already had.
But you go to the draft and you continually add depth to your team. Are you picking somebody in the fourth, fifth round that you believe is going to be a starter. Maybe eventually they develop into a starter,
right,
but you're adding depth. Now the question is, and we've seen Brad Holmes do a lot of things that are out of the ordinary in regards to drafting a running back last year at 12 and a off-the-ball linebacker and then a tight end. Like, but they've all worked out. Now you have drafted, in essence, your backup quarterback. You have added depth at a position, but there's more uncertainty of if he's in the game, what are you going to get? And we don't know. We haven't seen him practice. Heck, they haven't seen him practice because at the end of the year when he was finally able to go out there, they're not going at full speed at practice. So we collectively, in regards to Holmes, Campbell, us, they've done much more evaluation, but we don't know what they have in their third overall pick. And did they draft a quarterback in the third round to simply be the backup to Jared Goff for the entirety of his career?
I think they wanted their options open, and I think decisions are going to be made sooner rather than later. Texter says, isn't Goff only 2 years older than Hooker? A decision on Hooker is going to have to be made sooner than most rookies due to his age coming out of college.
He was an older player in the draft, and we saw that with Michael Penix this year. They're kind of in the same situation where they've got an established quarterback. They just gave him a new four-year contract. We talked about it earlier in the week. How long do you wait to see what Michael Penix can do? How long do you wait on Hendon Hooker? Because, I say this kind of tongue-in-cheek, their advanced age at drafting?
Texter says, I find it weird that the man who said it's easier to get worse at quarterback than better has yet to extend our very good quarterback, Rob in Royal Oak.
Well, here's the thing. When you have rookie contracts like Amon-Ra St. Brown, as well as Penei Sewell. Now, Amon-Ra St. Brown's was even easier because he's entering the last year of his contract. He didn't have that fifth-year option. Penei Sewell was a little bit more complicated, not that much because of his rookie contract. They've just added on some years at the end. But when you're talking about a guy that's going into his third contract and one with the amount of numbers and with the stakes are if he falls on his face, if he gets hurt, if he ends up not being the guy in 3 years, you are spending more and are going to have a bigger cap hit at that time. So you're trying to structure things and incorporate past contracts into this one to extend him longer. There's a lot more math involved. And it's not as cut and dried as 4 years, $200 million. There needs to be some provisions in place that protect the player, that protect the team.
Ticket Texter says, why even ask the question? We all know the answer is we keep the conversations in-house. He said it multiple times and will again. We still have to ask the question. We can't not ask the biggest question still lingering in the offseason. He is not obligated to answer it. I feel like we owe you guys at least the ask. It's on my mind. I'm sure it's on many of your minds. He doesn't have to answer it.
And maybe today's, like, did we think going into the draft that we were going to hear Penei Sewell and Amon-Ra St. Brown extended? Now, he probably wants to have a press conference, probably wants to do something other than announcing it on the Costa and Jansen program.
You don't think he's going to break the news for us?
But you never know when it's going to break. I mean, is it going to break at 10:05 and put it on a silver platter for the rest of the shows?
I mean, he could feel so bad for you with the Browners comment.
Yeah, I'm going to have to throw him a bone.
We have Green Day tickets to give away this hour. 97.1 The Ticket and Live Nation want to hook you up with tickets to see Green Day on the Saviors Tour. Special guest, the Smashing Pumpkins, Rancid, the Linda Lindas, all at Comerica Park on September 4th. This is just one of the shows part of Live Nation Concert Week. Live Nation Concert Week is on sale now. $25 concert tickets, over 170 shows in Michigan. LiveNation.com/Concert Week. This hour, you're going to be listening for a drop. And no, it's not. You're going to be listening for...
That's right.
The next time you hear John say, mess around in Livonia and find out what happens, call in, win those tickets to see Green Day.
On the program, in the station, all right, is there anybody else that you think would answer what is Bronner's?
Well, other than the new guy, probably not. I realize.
But Mark Ryan, I think he's already made that trip, familiarizing himself with the state of Michigan.
Kiss ass.
So I'm thinking of, I would instantly start to think, oh, who else is a transplant?
Stoney.
Stoney.
He's lived here long enough, though.
I think, yeah, after 30 years, he's probably heard.
Mike's not from, I don't know if you guys know this, but Mike is actually from New York. So Mike is also not from here. Michael know too. I get what you're doing. You're just doing this to shame me. Well, yes, even the people who didn't grow up here know that.
Does Jimmy Powers know?
He's not from here either, right?
He's not from here. He's from.
I'm sure he does.
Georgia
too.
Jimmy.
I would guess he's probably been at this point.
Oh, I'm sure.
Jimmy's been here 15 years or so.
Yeah.
We got a ticket test. Who's Green Day? I can't. This is awesome. I gotta say, this is why I do this. I have been like, this is so invigorating. It's these moments. Radio, organic radio, things that just happen sometimes is gold. And making fun of others.
Uh-huh. Yes. Thank you, Jim.
Speaking of making fun of others, I want to carve out a couple seconds here for the baseball team. You heard it in the update. The Bad News Bears played yesterday against the Cleveland Guardians. It would have been a golden opportunity to take another series, something that they've been hanging their hat on. Instead, they lose 1-5 on the road trip. And the how. It's the how, right? We know this team's playing maddeningly close baseball games. It's why you can't do things like, I don't know, not catch the ball at second base, Ibanez. When Jake Rogers tries to pull off a strike him out, throw him out, you have to throw it near second base, not into a different county. And then Javi Baez, the piece de resistance on the Bad News Bears, he is the free runner in scoring position in extra innings for a team that can't score, only scored in one inning. And what does he do on a ball hit up the middle? He gets thrown out at second base, John.
Ghost runner on second.
And no kidding. They deserve to lose that game, and it's frustrating because this team, every win's going to be hard fought. The division's wide open. You cannot do that.
Well, as a team, they did, but Reese Olson didn't. He didn't deserve to lose that game.
Oh, poor Reese.
I mean, how many times has he taken the mound and thrown really good for six innings? Six and a third. Six and two-thirds. And it's kind of annoying that they... That's kind of the maximum that we're talking about for starting pitchers, but that's baseball these days. And then he comes out and it just, he either never gets run support or the bullpen blows it.
He has five straight quality starts, an ERA of 2.5. He's 0-4. The Tigers have lost five straight games that Reese Olson has started. Life ain't fair. We will get to Dear John. We got Heather's news, and I can't believe, did Wojo forget to hit send? This feels 3 weeks old. The latest headline from Wojo is next, 97.1.
Founders Brewing Company has been making high-quality beers right here in Michigan for over 25 years. Listen up, Jim. This is a Michigan company with focus on using the highest quality ingredients. You can always count on Founders to deliver extraordinary quality in everything they release. With that focus on quality, they set out to create a beer that lets you have it all. With All Day IPA, you get refreshing and deliciously flavorful, easy drinking, and high quality. All Day IPA is an IPA that is naturally brewed with an array of malts, grains, and hops, creating a delicious, citrusy taste and a clean finish. It's the perfect beer for anyone looking to make the ordinary extraordinary and the good times great. Speaking of great times, All Day IPA is the perfect beer for anyone on game days. Visit FoundersBrewing.com to find All Day IPA. All Day IPA, it's all in the taste. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And
sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Couple ticket texts and then a weird Wojo headline today. We've got Dear John at 8:35. We've got Brad Holmes at 9 o'clock today. Lions general manager. Ticket texter says, "What is Faygo?" Signed, Jim. Morning, guys.
What's the Mackinac Bridge?
Oh, rumor has it Goff is asking for a personal parking spot at Bronner's. All you can ride passes on the horse and carriage and free meal passes at Zender's Dave in South Lyon. Jim, watch what you say today. Valeni was butthurt yesterday, all up in his feelings. Signed, Mike. Yeah, some of you guys have texted in today.
I must say, there's a little bit of karma with that.
You think so?
This happening, yes. There definitely is. There's something in the water going against you, Jim. It's okay. I told you, I'm having a tough time functioning.
Me too. I can't refocus. I really can't. What is Bronner's? I totally lost. 7:08. Show ended for me. I can't not come back to it.
Rewind if you missed it. The thing with Mike, because you brought this in here. You want me to bring this up. So yesterday on the show, we played a clip from their show. And what, he thinks we took it out of context?
Yeah. I mean, look, and it's not just you got the drop. This is a joke of a baseball town. We played more than that.
Yeah, we played like 30 seconds.
I can feel like, look, anytime you try to sum up something and you don't take the entire thing, you're taking it out of context. So I could see where Mike might have a little beef with you didn't completely represent his entire thoughts. Look, we can't play their whole show either.
So here was my point. And we had talked about this anyway. His point was this town. And he brought up management and ownership. And I agree that those things aren't good. But when you bring up fans not caring enough and you lump the fans in and blame them for how they're reacting to the product, I stick up for the fans in this.
You know, I mean, when you presented this topic to me, at first I took it real personal. And then I kind of knew where he was coming from and didn't. This is a baseball town in terms of baseball fans, okay? There's a lot of smart baseball fans here. It's the second most popular sport in town. And I think some of that has gone away because of the team's competitiveness.
But he compared us to the Cardinals, which I didn't think was an apples-to-apples comparison.
Because I think the Cardinals are the greatest franchise in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, only the Yankees have won more World Series. They've won 15 straight winning seasons. Of course, they're ticked off that they're not winning, as opposed to the Tiger fans who've had 9, now 10 years if they don't make the playoffs.
But the Yankees are like they are, when it comes to winning, they're the best franchise. I get it. And they're not this extreme because they've continued to win in the modern era, but they're not the Canadians, you know?
My only issue with Mike is lumping, like, the implication, and he was talking about fans. That's not out of context. Multiple shots at fans and why they don't care enough or don't care. The reason they don't care, he knows why. We all know why. It's because they've been beat down. Anyway, we don't need to do yesterday's show today. Wojo has a headline in the Detroit News. And when I pass this along, we all had the same reaction. Why now? Wojo, Pistons need to blow it up starting with Weaver. And he has a blurb in there. Truly, there's only one next step to take. Troy Weaver must be fired. Whether by Tom Gores or whomever he hires as the president of basketball ops. The front office must be cleared out. And then someone has to ask Coach Monty Williams a tough, sincere question. Do you really want to be here? See, this is heavy-handed stuff. heads must roll. People need to lose their jobs. My question is, did he forget to hit send 3 weeks ago, or does he know something's coming? Because Wojo doesn't typically do this until he knows.
Yeah, he's not a call for your job kind of guy until
the body's cold.
Yeah, it's in the bag.
I mean, with Rich Rod, it took him until the whole Josh, what was it?
Oh, Josh Groban. Oh, my goodness.
The fire
Rich Rod. Was he there holding hands as well?
It's like you're 6 feet under. If Wojo writes, you should be fired.
Well, okay, but who doesn't think he's 6 feet under? Like,
well, it hasn't happened.
Which blows my mind in regards to this season, historically bad season, 4 years under this management. And you're not ready to make a decision at the end of the season? You're going to hire somebody to make that for you?
What happens first? Twitter poll. Weaver fired, Goff extended, or Costa goes to Bronner's?
Oh, one more.
One Spencer more. Torkelson hits a home run.
Yes. Because, John, you're late. As of yesterday, you're late. Tom has Sunday. I have May 25th. Those four options. You laugh. What happens first?
Oh, I'd be walking around Bronner's and get the notification. He hit a home run! Get an ornament!
Greg, throw those four up there. People can vote.
Or home run ornament.
Yeah, get the baseball bat.
Got the baseball stitches on it. We're out of control.
Let's get to Heather with the news. Heather, what's up?
Delta and Southwest Airlines are the people's favorite. So they both received top marks in J.D. Power's North American Airlines Consumer Satisfaction Survey. And the firm's results noted that airlines investing in their staff are seeing more satisfied customers despite higher airfares compared to a year ago. And according to the survey, passengers' main priorities are getting to their destinations easily and safely. So Delta ranked highest in consumer satisfaction in both first class, business class segments, and also in the premium economy segment. And then Southwest took top honors in customer satisfaction among basic economy flyers.
Hmm.
When you fly, what do you typically fly on?
Delta. Primarily. Yeah, but I've flown Southwest and
sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it depends American. Where the destination is, but Delta
of
pretty much goes everywhere.
Of course.
And
we're in a Delta
it's
hub.
So easy to find a flight at a available time going wherever you want to go on Delta.
But I'm usually very satisfied with Delta, which is why I continue to fly on Delta over and over. Some sad news. A 40-year-old pedestrian was killed after being hit by a vehicle in Auburn Hills early Wednesday morning. Just before 4 a.m., police started to receive reports of a person lying in the roadway. This was on South Boulevard. Investigators say a witness was driving westbound on South Boulevard and noticed this guy laying there, right there in the street. The witness told police that another driver hit the man and then just continued driving without stopping. So now authorities are looking for a car that's dark in color, possibly a crossover or a small SUV. And hopefully that person is found.
Mm-hmm.
Sterling Heights police, they're also searching for a driver who opened fire in a road rage incident that injured one person last month. So the shooting happened in the early morning hours. This was on Sunday, April 28th. This was on Metro Parkway. And police say that while two vehicles were stopped, an argument broke out between the people in a blue Hyundai and then the driver of a white SUV. And police say the SUV driver pulled out a gun and fired one round at the people in the Hyundai, hitting one guy in the leg. He's going to be okay. He was taken to the hospital, treated, and released. But after the shooting, the driver of the SUV just pulled a U-turn, turned around, took off. So police are searching for that suspect. If you're getting your license or your ID renewed in the next year, you want to maybe bring some extra documents with you because starting on May 7th, 2025, real IDs will be required instead of, you know, your standard issue license or your IDs to fly on any or basically all domestic commercial flights. So they say the program was supposed to go into effect. It's been delayed but now they say it's really happening. So to obtain this real ID, you're going to need several different documents when you go in there, when you go to the Secretary of State. Obviously, you got to prove your full name, birth date. You know, if you have a birth certificate, bring that. Social Security number, two proofs of address. So you could bring, you know, a utility bill, things like that. Nothing hard. You have those things.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know where your birth certificate is. Just, you know, laying around. But they do say passports, you can use that.
Oh, there you go.
So you can still fly if you don't get a real ID and you have a passport. And also the enhanced driver's license as well are alternatives.
Can I just use the passport to get a real ID? Or do I have to collect all the documents? And I know where they are, I think.
Yeah. No,
well, yeah,
you're
utility
need
bill
all the
you've got.
Yeah.
That should be laying around on wherever you
no,
put your
I know,
mail.
But like birth
Check
certificate
your email.
And social security card. I,
you
yes.
don't know where those no, things
yeah,
are.
You
I
just
know
print
where
it
they
out.
Are. I'm 99% sure.
Oh, your identification?
And social security card. 99%
sure. 99%
sure. Yeah. I'm just asking questions.
Just have those in a secure location. But yes, bring everything with you.
I think there's a distributor where you can get a new one made. It's up in Frankenmuth.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
A Hazel Park man is facing felony charges after police say he bit off a chunk of his girlfriend's lower lip.
What?
Yeah, this was in a domestic assault situation, but... What? Yeah, so it happened on Sunday afternoon. Police showed up. They found the victim standing outside of the house, you know, a towel up to her face because she was bleeding. Thankfully, that little chunk of lip was found.
Spit and, out?
Yeah.
Oh, gross. And, did you say that?
Yeah, and it's been reattached, so... Oh. That's good. She's got that going for her. This guy, unfortunately, has been charged with lots of things. Assault with intent to maim, which is a 10-year felony. Yeah. Domestic violence, and it's his third offense, is a 5-year felony.
So this is as a result of a dispute. His thought was, this is how I'm going to... Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what they were arguing about. Maybe there wasn't no argument, but he went after her. Yeah. And
okay.
It is, when you think about it, you know, to get that close to somebody... Who knows what they're fighting about?
Yeah.
Listen to this story. A guy in California is facing charges for threatening to kill a doctor who he claims gave him near constant diarrhea.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So, obviously, he had some issues going on, had a major surgery back in 2020 and involved removing his colon. And he claims that it really wasn't necessary to do that. And it has caused him to have daily attacks of diarrhea at least 15 times a day.
Oh, boy.
And for the past 4 years, he's been online threatening to go after this doctor, the surgeon who did that. Like, really horrific things he's saying online. Has he actually made an attempt to do any of them? Probably not.
It's hard to get too far from the toilet to
exactly.
make follow through.
Well, now he is facing stalking charges.
15 times a day.
It's a lot.
How many hours are you awake in a day? 16? So on the hour, this guy...
Yeah, it's like clockwork. I mean... Kind of hope it's clockwork every morning, but not 15 times a day.
You can't really leave the house.
No.
Can't do anything. You can't make an hour and a half drive to...
Frankenmuth.
Yeah.
Or Bronner's.
Time for the colostomy bag.
Okay. Dear John, John is going to take center stage. We can move the spotlight off of me and on to John Jansen. He solves all the world's problems next, 97.1.
Hey, the NBA playoffs are in full swing, but it's not too late to get in on all the NBA action with FanDuel because right now new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. You win $5, you're going to get $150 in bonus bets. It's simple. That's $150 to use on same game parlays, live bets, championship futures. And the same game parlays, you can build your own, or you can even use some of them that are pre-built for you in the app. So download the app, explore it. For more information, go to FanDuel.com/Jansen to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Jansen. There's no better place to bet all the playoff action than America's number one sportsbook, FanDuel. Official sports betting partner of the NBA and 97.1 The Ticket. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
One of my favorite parts of the show, we spin the spotlight over to John Jansen.
Especially today.
The moral compass of the show, he gives everybody advice much needed. I have a couple viral submissions to Dear John this week. All right, we will alternate. I've got some, Heather's got some. This first one is a viral comment. Saw this floating around the internet.
Mm-hmm.
It's titled, 13-year-old son punched in the face.
Oh.
Dear John. My son is only 13. He has a girlfriend who he met at school. Today he was over at her house, and he suddenly texted me to come pick him up. It was earlier than I expected. I went to get him, and I found him with a bloody nose. He said that his girlfriend's parents told her to keep the door open. He said she closed it anyway because, quote, you know.
Oh. Oh.
He said her dad stormed in, grabbed him, and punched him in the face. Yelled at him not to disrespect his house or his daughter again. I told my son it's not okay that he did that. You're not going over there again. I'm upset. My husband said I get it, but he has no right to lay hands on my boy. I'll go over there and see if he's as tough with me as he was with my kid. He wants to defend our family. This is a nightmare as a mother. Dear John, how do I fix this?
Wow.
Yeah, we don't give you the easy ones.
No. How do you fix it? Well, first of all, yeah, you're not going over there anymore. And
is the issue, dad, though?
No. No. What good can come of it? That's the issue. This is, if you want to take it any further, this is a call. I mean, hopefully you live in Livonia. Mess around in Livonia. Find out. But it's one of those things where, no, you don't, you do not go and escalate the situation anymore. And you call the authorities if that's the route you want to go. The issue started with the girlfriend's family.
Mm-hmm.
What at 13 years old are you doing in a girl's bedroom?
Because you know.
But, well, because you know, yeah. And that's what every 13-year-old boy is going to be thinking about. Well, you know. And no, you don't allow that to happen. You have to find a spot. If you want some privacy, you got a basement. All right, you go down there and you got brothers and sisters. Every once in a while, you just randomly go down there. Hey, what's going on? Hang out with them for a little while. But you don't allow a private spot for them to be. Problem number one. Problem number two is obviously the dad coming in and popping him in the nose. It's a 13-year-old kid. It's your house. You allowed it to happen. Give the authorities a call. Let them handle it.
Heather?
You want my opinion?
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the dad, totally in the wrong, should never put his hands on a child, ever, whether it's his child or somebody else's child. Yeah, the kids probably shouldn't be in the bedroom hanging out.
Yeah.
However, when I was a teenager, my bedroom was a very, I moved my bedroom into like this attic space.
Right.
And that was like also the hangout space. So we did go up and hang out in the bedroom, but the door was usually open and that's where like the TV was. There was a couch. There was like, that's like the hangout area.
Yeah. The dad's in the wrong here.
Yeah.
And if he wanted to be mad at someone, he should be mad at his daughter, who shut the door and should know the house rules.
Be mad at himself. You allowed it to happen while you were on duty.
And yes, the other dad does not need to go over there and get into a UFC-style knockdown drag-out with this guy.
No, trust me. I understand the urge. That want to was there, but no.
You probably have the mom sort this out, not the dads at this point. Cooler heads, maybe?
I don't know. Is there a
mud, no, not they're gonna fight.
Pool.
No, John, that's not what I meant.
Oh, jeez.
Heather, the next Dear John is
titled.
Let's
figure this out.
This is kind of on the same vein, kind of. This next one's titled "Men Only Want One Thing," also viral.
Yes. Okay. So, Dear John, I've been on Bumble for about a week, and it seems that even if men say they want a relationship, once we're in that talking phase, it starts to get sexual too fast. After matching and setting up some dates with several men so far, I've been asked for nudes. I'm being sent some D pics and I'm getting requests to hook up. Yeah. When I assert boundaries, they ghost me. I feel like I'm doing an okay job at matching with men who seem to have their lives together, but they're just as immature as college frat boys. Am I just too naive?
No.
Edit, does it make a difference if I naturally have big boobs and plump lips? I am not intentionally trying to accentuate those features in my pics.
Well, no need to send picture.
You were going to ask if she was hot. That's what you were going to ask.
Yeah. Oh, you have a face?
John, is she really that naive?
No, hold out. All right. I mean, the right one will come along and you're currently sorting through all of the ones that you would instantly reject, even if you were to meet in person. Anybody wants to send you a D pic, all right, cross them off the list. They ask for nudes before you've even met in person, before like you have a relationship. Inappropriate. No, you are not naive. You have what we call standards, and hold tight to those standards because the right guy will come along and it will be magic.
I'm just so glad I'm not on dating sites.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't imagine, because I have been sent some of those pictures before, and it is...
Oh, you have?
Yes. Not on dating sites. On social media. And it is mortifying.
On social media, somebody sent you a D-pic?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
And
so
it is so mortifying.
Oh, you're like, oh, here's a message from a fan.
Click on that, and then you're instantly...
There's your junk.
Like,
really?
Yeah. So I'm just thankful I'm not on dating sites. That's all I've got to say about this.
It's got to be a complicated picture to take anyway. I mean, to get the right angle.
I don't even want to know.
So I met my wife on a dating app.
Did you send her any pictures?
Yes, for news. Like, what?
I did not do what any of these guys are accused of doing. But we did meet on Bumble, the app in question.
Oh, really?
Yes. Now, when I was on the apps, Tinder was more of the trashy one.
Okay.
Bumble was maybe a step up a little bit in class.
Bumble is where the female initiates conversation,
and
correct?
There's a little more filtering out of the nonsense.
Okay.
In theory. I'm not saying it didn't happen.
Oh,
I thought Bumble was the
white monster in Rudolph, right? Rudolph Red-Nosed Reindeer? Bumble?
The Abominable Snowman?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Bumble? Yeah, they call him Bumble.
Well, I'll have to go to Bronner's to find that out. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Advice for her. Wait, how did you guys meet your significant others?
We met in Dallas.
Okay.
And I was there because Michigan was playing Florida at Jerry World. And she was there because her brother was a football player at Michigan. And we were at a joint party.
And you hit it off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No picks needed.
Nope.
Heather?
Spring break. Cancun.
Ooh.
Senior year in high school.
Salacious.
Yeah, it was.
She didn't deny it. Okay.
Yeah.
Advice for her. Like, this is just the world of dating apps. You're just going to have to sift through a bunch of this. And,
and
you can't be above this. Like, you are on the dating app. There's a lot of people who go, I would never. This is the world of dating apps.
Hold out.
The last one. We have a ton, but we only have so much time. This last one is titled Wife Getting Fat. Dear John, my wife and I have been married for 12 years. We met in college and we've grown up together. For the majority of our relationship, we've both been into health and fitness.
Wait, please start over. I'm sorry. I got distracted. Tom, stop it.
Says they've been married 12 years, met in college. They're both active. They've been active. They used to love going to the gym together, biking and hiking too. Ever since their first child, my wife is no longer interested in those activities. She's not as fit as she used to be. And I hate to say it, I'm not attracted to her anymore. For her birthday, I bought her some workout clothes and a month of workout classes at a place she used to love.
Oh, did you get a scale to come along with it?
She was immediately offended. Am I the bleep hole? How do I make this right and encourage my wife to get back to the gym?
Wow.
John?
That's a tough one. Because, one, you still want to be attracted to your wife. There's other things that you could be attracted to your significant other for, but their appearance is one of those things. And I mean, the weight loss, what did you say? Weight loss classes along
like
with
workout classes.
Workout classes.
Like the bar fitness stuff.
Wait, what size clothes did you get her? Did you get her ones that you hope she fits into or ones she fits into now?
Oh my God.
That's where he screwed up is the gift, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah, totally. So if you can remove. Which you can't, and because women will never forget anything that you do, you can't remove that. But before, if there's anybody else in this situation, you create opportunities. Hey, after dinner, let's go for a walk. Take the kids for a walk. Let's take the dog for a walk. Like, there are different ways to become active, and without being as direct. When you thought you were being indirect, but being as direct as you were. I mean. That in and of itself, hey, got a discount on these classes. Scale came with it. How about the vacuum? You could exercise at home and vacuum the house a little bit more. Maybe a new washing machine.
Yeah, things not to do. Heather, your read as a woman.
There better be a lot more things you love about your wife than just her body, especially after having children. The body changes, and guess what? It's still a beautiful thing, so I hope there's other things you're into besides that. I don't know. Get a life.
it's pretty bad. Yeah. I would say you're going to have to do things with her, not just like banish her to the gym to go look hot again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And some of this might be that you have to pick up a little more around the house so she has the energy to do it. You now have a kid.
Yeah. Yeah. Take a little bit more responsibility on with the kid so that she's got some time to do some things for herself.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. And that is this week's edition of Dear John. It's 97.1.
Hey, my wife and I decided last fall that we were going to finally pull the trigger on a new roof. We called Rapid Roofing and Mike Beattie. They came out, and it was professional from start to finish. Went on the roof, inspected it. Yep, we needed a new roof. They set the drone up. We got pictures. We got a list of everything that they were going to do, a nice report, as well as the bid. Checked out the bid. Everything checked out. And then in one day, they showed up, ripped the roof off, made the repairs, put a new roof on, cleaned everything up, and were gone. They could do most roofs in one single day. And like I mentioned, start to finish, it was, and here's the other thing, no flat tires. A lot of nails coming off of that roof, and no flat tires because they did such a great job cleaning everything up. Call Rapid Roofing at 888-360-ROOF. That's 888-360-ROOF, or you can find more information on the web at rapidroofing.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bullpen management, also a question from yesterday's ball game. Foley in the seventh, not against the heart of the order, not in leverage. Something wrong with Foley? Velo was down. Anyway, Tigers lose 5-4 in extra innings. A bunch of little league mistakes. Too many mistakes. And they have gone 1-5 on that show me road trip that they just took. Right? How good are they? We're about to find out. Yankees and Guardians 1-5 on that road trip. Some ticket techs coming in on Dear John. We've got Brad Holmes coming up at 9 o'clock. It's thoughts from the Lions general manager. Texter says, if some adult hits my kid, they're getting an ass kicking. And a couple people said that. Grown man punches your child. There's no debate. You protect your family. It's not a discussion. You go protect your family.
Okay. If you're there in the moment, I get that. But now you're removed from that situation. Your son is removed from that situation. There's no need to go back into that situation to make it worse. You call the authorities, the ones that are charged with taking care of a situation like that, and you don't make a situation for yourself or your family worse than it already is.
What if you go over there and you try to fight him and you get your ass kicked too?
Well, but that's not even, what if you,
or you
cause
harm.
I don't think John's going to have any problem with that.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that, but I punch him and now all of a sudden, you know, I break his jaw or he falls over and hits his head. Now my family is in a worse spot than it was. Again, you are removed from the situation. Your son is no longer in that situation. Don't put yourself back into it. Don't reinsert yourself in that situation.
Ticket texter talking about the last story, about the guy with his wife in the gym.
Oh, yeah.
To think that way about your wife after she's had a child is genuinely mind-boggling. What a piece of crap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's not interested in those activities because she's carrying the mental load. Says, I went back to the gym 3 weeks and my house turned into a disaster zone. I quit the gym, had to handle my share. He will have to step up if he wants her to hit the gym.
Yeah, and what is it that he's doing that, you know, he has all this free time for that she's not able to do? How about you step in and help out a little bit more?
I tell that chump, I thought vows said for better or for worse.
And here's the thing, too, that all dudes should realize. We've talked about this at the break. I went through this where I lost, you know, the 60 pounds in a matter of a couple of months.
It's incredible.
It is so much easier. Not, and this is a general statement. It's not in every case. So much easier for dudes to lose weight than it is for women. And I don't know the science behind it. I know some of it. I'm not going to sit here and tell you everything that there is to about it. But in my experience, it's way easier for dudes to do it than it is for women to do it, especially after giving you a beautiful, healthy child.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how to compare it because I only have my experience, yeah. But I feel like it is easier to lose weight as a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a point in my life where I lost more than 60 pounds.
Yeah, you're former O-lineman.
Yeah, I lost 90 pounds at
you
one
lost
point.
A lot of weight.
Yeah, and it was not over a year. It was like 9 months, 10 months. So it was about 10 pounds a month.
I still haven't seen pictures of Swole Jim.
You haven't?
I feel like I showed you some.
Oh, you got to see one.
I don't know. I think I would remember that.
It doesn't even look like you.
Brown Jim.
You look like a completely different person.
Very, very round face. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, the whole, I mean, you really notice it in the face.
I forgot all about him.
Round Jim?
Round Jim.
Yes, to your credit.
Was Round Jim... Were you round when you were here as an intern?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes. That would have been 10 years ago. Texter says, I met my wife on Match.com. She said using the app was like going shopping at a thrift store. You have to sort through a lot of crap nobody else wants to find the good thing you do want. That's Holly. John and Holly.
Yeah.
And one more says, Jim didn't send any D pics to his wife. He sent her a picture of his pussycat, Tony, in Oxford.
I guess that begs the question then, do you groom your cat?
Were you wearing the picture you sent, the first one of Kelsey, that bathing suit onesie thing or whatever you got?
Be a hell of an opener. No.
I have one who's just waiting for a partner to match.
John, I was doing some summer laundry, like some of the old clothes, and
you did?
Yeah, I did. So I still have it.
Did you say, hey, how about we hop in these again and reenact the photo?
No, I didn't, John.
You do it up at Bronner's.
More Bronner's texts. They keep coming. They're there. For people who missed it, it's been a running joke all show. It happened at like 7:00-something. Go back and use the rewind function. We've been having fun with it all day today. And I think Stoney's in tomorrow. I'm sure he'll want to take some pot shots too.
Well, before we go to break, because we're going to have Brad Holmes here in a few minutes, I do have to say, hats off to you. Great sport. You're a good kid.
I have no other choice. I said it. I mean, I can't opt out of the radio show. Hey, guys, sorry. I'll see you next time. Name's on the show. You can't just walk away. And you guys have been great on the ticket text. Listen, dish it, take it. It's how this thing works. We will get to Brad Holmes. I want to know what he says. We have a lot of questions asked the Lions general manager. It's coming up next, right after Chris Villar's update. It's 97.1.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.